It don't matter how hot the girls are. If your music is lame, we can help with that, though. The Professional Adult Nightclub DJ Association presents Panda Off the Charts. Brand new tracks for the strip club industry to make your set sound fresher, more energized, and to keep things bumping. Here are your hosts, Danny Myers, Elon Fong, and Bob Chiappardi.
Panda Off the Charts. So what's hot in the strip clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. We're going to bring you some new songs. We're going to introduce you to some very cool bands. So that's what we've got lined up for you guys. But first of all, let me introduce you to my very, very cool partners on this show. We've got Elon Fong from Columbus, Ohio. What's up?
What's happening? New Music Day. I'm excited.
Yeah. And Bob Chiappardi from StripJointsMusic.com, where everybody needs to register for that and get free promotional music. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Always a pleasure seeing you, boys. Always a fun afternoon.
Yeah. So we have some songs that we're going to pick, and we're going to play you some samples of things that we think are really good. We've got two great, great interviews. We've got the guys from Black Oxygen. It's David and Nick Lyle. They're brothers, and they've got the song Lacyville. We're going to be bringing them on here soon. And Mitch McCauley, if you have followed our shows before, you know that name. He is with Moon Fever. This will be the third time that he has joined us on this show. So we're excited to bring him on and listen to their new music. I've got two brand new picks. Bob's got two brand new picks. Elon, because he's special, gets three brand new picks. And Elon, I do want to say I listened to your songs, and I really, really like two of those three songs that you have brought.
Of course. Can't be all three. Got to be two.
No. It's a personal thing, but anyway.
I know it is.
Before we tell you about these songs, we are also pumped and psyched because Elon and I formed the official Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. We have been getting people to submit their five artists or bands from 2003 or older, and we just released the top five just a couple days ago. So if you want to check that out, check out stripclubhof.com, and you'll find out more about that. Okay, Elon, why don't you start the show today?
Yeah, you know, these artists may one day be in our Strip Club Music Hall of Fame. There's some big names on this track, Danny. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
My first track is Faya. This is the latest from Skrillex. It's got Missy Elliott as she reworks her classic track, Work It. And it's also got Mr. Oizo on it. This is the club killer intro of Ratata.
Ratata.
Marvelous, fantabulous, a bad chick. The flow sick like, oh shit, you know this. I'm too fit to ever quit. Knocking these fools out like pool sticks. I do this, I move this, I prove this. Bars be hard like a pound of bricks. And go up, jumps up, we get to the bang, bang, high. It's the kind of beat to go ratata. It's the kind of beat to go ratata.
Okay, let me just be brief. I said I love two of your songs. That is one. That's amazing.
Yes!
That's outstanding. That's one of the better songs I've heard in a while, and I will play that tonight at Diamond's Cabaret in Dayton, Ohio. Bob Chiappardi from Strip Joints.
I agree with you, Danny. Great song. Great pick. I mean, can't argue with that. That's a no-brainer for any club, strip club or any other club. That is right in the pocket.
Gotcha.
Nice pick. Nice pick, Elon. Nice way to kick off the show.
I wish I wrote the song.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to do one more song here real quick, and then we're going to go into our interview with Black Oxygen. They're going to be joining us here in a second. But right now, I've got a song called Gangsta Boo. This is the funky mix by Stacey Meir. It's Ice Spice, not Ice Spice Baby, Ice Spice and Little TJ. But all I'm going to say is Ice Spice needs to do a song with Little Baby so we can put them all together. Here you go. Let me see what you think of this. It's got a little familiar hook in the background.
You got a gangsta vibe, and I want a gangsta boo. You got a gangsta vibe, and I want a gangsta boo. Daddy gon' get what she like. So what's your sign? Cause I like you. Got a place we can stay for the night, but I'm too shy to invite you. You got a gangsta vibe.
I have to say, I have not heard the original, so I don't know if the funky mix is better, worse, if they changed much. I don't know, because I didn't hear the original. But I heard this, and I just instantly said, I'm going with it. So, Elon, what you think?
You had me. You are my gangsta boo, Danny Myers.
Aww.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You had me dancing in the comic shop. I'm at Comic Town recording today, and you had me popping my ass. Thank you, Lexi Pantera, for teaching me how to twerk. Great track. Of course, it samples Ferrari by James Hype. That's where you heard the hook before. Phenomenal. That was a great track. This is just dope. This is just a hip-hop version of that, and it is fire.
Oh, Mr. Bob Chia Party.
Great second track. That's, again, can't argue with that. It's just like it makes you want to just jump up and start shaking your butt like a lawn over there, you know? Infectious.
All right. Well, the light is on. We are getting ready to bring on David and Nick Lyle from Black Oxygen, and we're going to have that interview next.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once, new quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
We are back, Panda, off the charts. So What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. Danny Myers, Bob Chia Party, Alan Fong. We have got our special guests coming on right now. In fact, we've got them on right now. We have David and Nick Lyle. They are brothers, and they are the band Black Oxygen. How you guys doing?
What's going on? Happy to be here, guys. Appreciate you, and thanks for taking the time.
Welcome, good guys. Oh, man, Danny and I have been excited because of your song, which we're going to hear in a little bit, because there's a backstory to why we thought we knew something about the song. We'll get into that in a minute. Go ahead, Danny. Sorry.
Yeah, he just kind of takes over the whole thing. Settle down, Alan.
I'm excited.
I'm gonna start learning to mute him in the beginning of the show. I got the power.
So see, there we go.
You guys are brothers. Are you the 2 only people in the band? Are you the band?
Yep. Yeah, we do. Between us, it's an orchestra of all the instruments. You know, I play vocals, guitar, bass, producing, songwriting, and Nick does songwriting, producing, vocals, piano, strings, running the board, drums. And so between us all, we were able to do anything together as a full group.
And how long have you guys been
on the recordings?
How long have the 2 of you been doing this?
Since we were young. We started playing music when we were 13 and 11.
Wow.
And then we started, you know, rocking together for years. And a shorter summer, so it doesn't take a long time, is there was a battle of the bands in Kansas City with 300-400 plus bands. That was a first for Black Oxygen, was a first place winner. And then there was outstanding guitarist competition that I won first place. And then there was a production team that worked with Jamie Foxx that reached out that had got one of our albums. And that about 10 years ago, that brought me to Los Angeles and opening some doors of connections with the great group of producers that we met, getting to meet people in the industry. And then that led to meeting different talent managers and people that have invested in our career, that have believed in us to see the talent and the drive and the focus to be able to put their backings in us to do our music and let us prove to them that everything they invest in us, we always win it back for them. So
good. Good. Now, you mentioned Kansas City, and I read in an article, I read the Exotic Dancer Publications article. You guys got to was it, did you perform the national anthem at a Chiefs game?
Yeah.
A few years back, we performed the national anthem at Arrowhead Stadium. The way that, that happened was Dustin Colquitt, he was the kicker at the time.
Punter, yeah, the punter.
And he was a fan, so he had gave me a cell phone number. And he said that the Chiefs, we for the games, we listen to your guys' music, and we would like you guys to perform the national anthem. So that's
how
that happened.
That's awesome. There we go. Alon?
Yeah, well, you know, first of all, so Danny's a Bengals fan. I'm a Steelers fan. And, you know, Mahomes has been owning the Steelers the last couple of years in the playoffs and knocked us out early. And the Bengals beat them 3-0 until the playoffs this year. So much respect. My mom is a little Austrian lady, but she loves Patrick Mahomes. So when the Steelers aren't playing anymore, she's like, I really like Patrick, so I'll root for the Chiefs. So she was rooting for the Chiefs.
That's great.
So I had to share that.
Chiefs are awesome. That's really cool. They won the Super Bowl. And we've also had our really great friend, music friend there, Tech Nine, on a song and video of ours as well.
Very cool.
Supports us as well. But, you know, it's just, it's been a, those are just some highlights. It's been a really cool ride as things keep, more of our wildest dreams keep coming true just because of hard work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I these guys are multi-talented. So not only are they phenomenal musicians who play multiple instruments, they're like Prince, for God's sakes, but they also created a barbecue sauce. So I wanted to mention that because I love a good barbecue. Now, Kansas City barbecue sauce, you got to explain the difference between KC barbecue. It's a little sweeter, right? Am I right? Then
a little like Texas? Sweeter, you know, it's a ketchup and vinegar based sauce, but we got a lot of brown sugar in there.
Hey,
trying to get a really balanced sauce on all ends. You know, there's a lot, there's sweetness, there's the vinegary tartness, because that's always in the Kansas City stuff as well. And I want to make sure there's a lot of good spices, so it really just pounds you with the flavor.
You gotta send me a bottle, man. I love barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Just shoot us after the address. We'll get you a bottle. And
sweet.
In 2021, too, it was by the National Grilling Association, out of thousands of sauces. And we were even honestly very surprised, but it placed fourth.
Hell yeah.
Entry, and then it was with the guy, what was there with the fire?
The ZestFest Fiery Foods Challenge. It got second place.
That's awesome. Cool.
So it's, if you go like online now, it's on our website. It's also online at Walmart, Shields online.
Damn.
Shield locations. It's it on,
what's it called?
Bangin' Barbecue Sauce.
There you go.
On Sunset in LA. It's in restaurant called Vivoli, but there's a lot of stores that have it now and across the country.
That's awesome. Good for you, man. Damn, it's way bigger than I thought. So, well, props. So you're businessmen too, entrepreneurs. They just dropped their new album called New Heights, which just dropped a couple days ago, which go cop that. Go check it out. Download it, stream it, whatever. But I want to talk about the first song that we heard from you guys, which is Laceyville. Now, let me tell you a little story. So we heard the song and we heard the lyrics and we're like, is that about our friend Lacey Rain? So let me explain. So there's an award-winning feature entertainer named Lacey Rain, and her nickname is the Hurricane. Okay. Because she comes in and tears clubs up and puts on an amazing show. She's a bigger than life personality, and she's a little crazy in a good way. We love Lacey, and she's a hottie, right? Blonde bombshell. So we're like, Laceyville. And then we heard the lyrics, we're like, oh my God, this has got to be about Lacey Rain. Now you can either confirm or deny that this is about her.
You know, so it's actually great we get to tell the story. So
the whole song is a fun story.
Yeah, this, fun ride. This is the most interesting concept that came to us in our career. So there was a gentleman that reached out to us, really kind gentleman, and he had a song. And he was,
and this is part of, we do production work for other artists.
Even stuff we don't post about, we'll produce for other artists and stuff. So, or we could help assist in any way musically as for people. So, he had a song and he's like, I love Black Oxygen. Love your guys' work. You know, his dream and goal was for us to take his rough song and make it one of ours. and do our thing to it.
Sure.
And so, you know, he put forward a generous budget for it and to make this come true the best possible. And I was telling him about the idea about having it at the Viper Room, because the our friend Tommy Black is a fan of ours there, the manager, and then also it's iconic. And then he said the story was about,
and it's about to get closed.
Yeah,
they're about to knock it down.
Yeah,
he said that. That's a bummer.
He said the story was about this bartender that they have a special connection that it's at the strip club. So we're always up for whatever. Some artists might have said, no, that's, we won't do that. But we're like, all right, we're always up for a challenge. And so we sent it to him, and he was really in awe of it. And it was a cool collaboration together, really good guy. And then, but no, it turned out to be something great for everyone. So it's important to help people out along the way, you know?
Very cool. Well, hopefully Lacey Raine hears this and she'll start taking it on as her theme song, because it could be about her. Danny, why don't you?
Lacey, take it on and use it.
welcome to Laceyville.
Yeah, if you like it, it's about you.
Yeah. You guys send me this clip. Black Auction approves right now.
Okay. There you go.
Got it. Well, what I want to do is I'm going to play about 30 seconds of Laceyville so you guys can hear what this is about. And then we're going to come back and talk to you about some other stuff, too. So
awesome.
30 seconds. This is Black Oxygen, Laceyville. Yeah, she can pound some alcohol too. So
woo!
That's like,
Lord
like
have mercy.
Know, I heard that and I just said no. And then I read the article in ED that talked about, you know, who it was really about and stuff. So yeah, that song is great. I have already been playing it for about a week and a half now up at my club, which is Diamonds Cabaret in Dayton, Ohio.
Appreciate it. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I like it. I like everything about it. It's just a fun song, and I want to go to Alon for your opinion.
Yeah, man, what a fun song. And of course, I associate it with Lacey Raine, and she's a blast. And heck, for one board meeting we had out at the Adult Nightclub Expo in Vegas, she had a bottle of liquor and was just going around to the board members and pouring us shots as we're talking to everybody.
This is in the early afternoon.
Early afternoon. Yeah, it was fun. So it was funny. So totally, I pictured that as I'm listening to the song.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, fun song. Fun song for sure, guys. Great job.
Thank you so much.
It really means a lot. It really does.
Bob Giappardi?
Yeah, so we got it out there and we're getting great reaction. And I think, like I said, there's so many elements. I mean, besides being a great song, you got the Lacey Raine and the fact that it was actually written about a bartender in a strip club. What was the strip club that in Kansas City that she worked at?
This was actually the gentleman that we did this collaboration with. It's down in Tampa.
Okay.
We know a lot of the DJs down there, so probably one of our guys' clubs.
Oh, very cool. Awesome. I can't remember what he said the club was called.
It was called Deja Vu. I think it might
there's
be.
A vu. Sure. Yeah, there's a Vu down
there's
there.
There's a Deja Vu down
that's
there.
That's what it is. I think I've had to go back in my memory log in my brain.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what it is. So
registered DJs and anybody who's in the industry, make sure you sign up for Bob Giappardi's group. He has got stripjointsmusic.com. You can log on there, sign up, make sure all you got to do is confirm that you really work in the strip club business, and you guys can get a free copy of this song. So make sure you do that up with Bob's company, stripjointsmusic.com. I don't have the jingle queued up. I do want to ask you about another song, because I had never heard of you until Bob told us about you, and I started doing a little Spotify check, and you do a cover of Rockstar, the Post Malone song, Rockstar, and I heard that and that blew me away. And I've been playing that one for a couple weeks as well up at Diamonds Cabaret, and I'm getting some great reactions. So tell me about this song, when it came out, and any stories about it.
Yeah. It came out in 2019.
Well, the way that we even recorded it is we worked for a long time. We still work with on some project, a great producer named Brett Hesla. And he also produced and recorded. There's a song by a band called Framing Hanley that was a cover of Lil Wayne's song Lollipop.
Yeah,
great cover.
So we grew up listening to that, and then we eventually got linked up with Brett and started working with him. Come to find out, he did that song, and we're in the studio talking about, you know, we had an album. We were thinking, what else can we do, you know, for a, you know, just another song, something cool, something fun to do, and we decided to do that cover of that song. And so yeah, that's how that even happened.
Yeah, it was really cool collaboration, and that one we did with him, and all of our new stuff we write and produce all of our music, and right. there was a cool moment that came from that song, because we performed at the Whiskey and Go-Go, and I was there one night, and the people that worked there and the security and the owner and stuff, they're all friends and fans of ours, so I didn't realize that one night I was there and Post Malone was there after it came out, and this table was all blocked off, and they came up and got me to make that introduction to us. And it was
that's cool.
It was a great introduction. And so I got, we were hanging out, and I was telling him about the song and played it to him, and he really liked it. And the song still gets tons of streams today. And that was something we just did for fun and weren't really thinking too much about. And there was a time like just walking out of AMC theaters and some random car was blasting it. And my brother's friend, there was someone who heard it when it was in Mexico. But that's awesome. That's a song it got over whatever a million plus views. That was a song that we just put it out and it got its own streaming. Yeah, awesome. The other one, and we just did it for fun, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Life of its own, man. That's awesome.
Well, if I were you, my suggestion, I'm not a business guy in the music world. Bob is. I personally think you could re-release that and push it to the strip clubs a little bit and maybe get some more mileage out of it. My thought.
Yeah. I think that still that's a very smart idea for sure.
Put it as a bonus track on the album or something, you know?
Right.
Yep. Yeah, it's still killer today. And a lot of people have messages. And even on the YouTube comments that said that they, in their opinion, that was better than the original.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. Yeah.
It's definitely different. I play both, you know, I'm talking about the song itself. You know, I play Post Malone's version. I play your version. So it definitely gets that reaction.
Totally.
Bob, let me pick your brain. You're on the business side of everything. Would that be a possibility?
I think, without a doubt. I mean, again, a little remix on it and there you go. It's a killer song.
Yeah. Well,
that's on a previous. What's that?
Is it coming from you with all those plaques?
Now that's off a previous album. Now you've got you just dropped a new album, right?
Yeah. New album.
Last Friday.
New Heights. And we worked really hard on that one for a minute. We just wrote it, produced it. The songs 100%. We just did that one 100% on our own, and we've always written all of our own music, but we've worked different producers and stuff. But it's so fun doing it 100% on our own, and we'll work with other artists and stuff like that. And it's always about every time just pushing ourselves to grow better, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's why we call the album New Heights, because we're always pushing to new heights. So
I like that.
Good title. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, man, we want to give you a chance to plug your social medias and where people can connect with you.
Yeah, they could simply go to blackauctionmusic.com, because then it has the links where you could go to all of our other social medias and our merchandise is on there, barbecue sauce. And everyone, if you're checking out this interview, give it a share. Support these guys. Appreciate them having us on and tag their stuff. And I can't wait when this is done for us to post in all of our stuff for you guys. So
I love you guys. You are now my favorite guest of all time. It's official. Giving love back to the host. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Of course. I don't think that's been done before.
That's never been done in our podcast.
Seven, 8 years.
We wouldn't be here without you guys. So
it's a love fest.
We appreciate you.
I'm verklempt. Talks amongst yourselves.
There you go. Well, you guys check out Lacyville. Black Oxygen. It's David and Nick Lyle. And also, because this is panned off the charts and we all three get to pick some new music, I think after we get done, I'm gonna make Rockstar one of my picks today. Yes. So we're going to hear Rockstar today. And so you guys hang tight and keep listening here. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
All right.
Thanks so much.
That was an awesome, so awesome checking with those guys, man. You got David and Nick Lyle, Black Oxygen, fantastic band. And yeah, I think I am going to play one of their songs when I get my next pick time. So cool. That was a fun interview.
Absolutely. Good guys. And hey, they gave us love back.
Yes. Yes. We appreciate that. Bob Chiappardi, you're going to bring a band on here that we actually had as a guest before.
Yes, well, this is a consummate strip club band, and you know they had two songs that did well in the strip clubs before, and then their album came out in February, and Lighting Up the Sky, and they're now working a new single that they've taken to radio, and I love it, and I think it's another great strip club song. The band is Godsmack, if you haven't figured that out already, and the song is Soul on Fire.
Soul on Fire.
I need to take you every time I'm self-destructing. Help me, help me.
Yeah, well, first of all, Bob, thank you so much for sending me the wave right off the, I think this is like the master wave copy you sent me, man. This is, I feel special here.
Yeah, you are special, Danny.
I dig that track a lot. You know,
great track. You can't argue with that, right? I mean, it's a great follow-up to the last one, and the last one did really well on the Panda chart.
Surrender is still charting, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And I'm still playing You and I, which is also off of that album as well, which is, you know, my favorite track. This one's also very, very good. So, Alon?
Yeah, so, you know, if you're my gangsta boo, I think you're Bob's Godsmack boo. So the album, Lighting Up the Sky, dropped February 24th. If you haven't picked it up, go pick it up. It's phenomenal all the way through. I got to say, so this is probably their last album. They're retiring from recording and promoting records. They'll still play gigs and tour occasionally, but so this is your last chance for new music from them, and I've heard the whole album. It's phenomenal. Go check it out. I think it's their best album, to be honest, and this track is fire. It's Soul on Fire. Great track, ready for the strip clubs, ready for rocking out all across the world, which they are going to do. They are touring, and I know they're headlining Sonic Temple here in Columbus, so I can't wait to hook up with them and hook up with our friend Shannon, the drummer, who was on our show several months ago, and hopefully get to break bread with him.
Yeah, Shannon Larkin was our guest, so you can check that one out, pandaoffthecharts.com. Check out that interview. Bob, you did good.
Yes.
Thank you.
Alon, you want to pick another one?
Yeah, I got it. I got one of my double entendre songs, Bob.
A what?
Ooh, I love your double entendre songs.
Yeah, entendres, Danny. Okay. You double them. Yeah.
Entendres,
single entendres are, you know, kind of useless.
Entendres. We like all the tendres.
Yeah.
Entendres, all tendres.
I had an entertainer named Tondra.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a double entendre. Well, maybe that's what it wasn't called, but okay, go ahead.
You got a threesome. That's what you're saying. This song is by one of my favorite EDM artists, Ritone, R-I-T-O-N, and this is Sugar.
This is featuring Soki Siren. Cool. Mm. Haven't heard that one yet. Okay, let's hear it.
Bring the heat. Bring the
What's the hook, Alon?
50 Cent, Candy Shop. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm sitting here just going along with these things going, man, that sounds familiar. Yeah. As I said in the show intro, you have three songs and I really, really like two of them. That's the other one.
All right.
Yeah.
Two for two. Oh,
so stay tuned on the last one. To find out the third song that Alon's going to bring. I'm only letting him bring a third song just so I can have something negative to say. Bob Chiappardi, what did you think of that?
Killer song. Very. I used to date a belly dancer, and I whenever they throw those belly dancer type licks in there, it always
You licked her. What?
Fond memories. Fond memories.
Fond.
So yeah, two thumbs up on this.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a belly dancer? That is our next question for Bob Chiappardi on the next episode of Behind the Curtain.
Yeah. Well, we are we're one song away from bringing you Mitch McCauley from Moon Fever and their new song and their whole new sound. We're going to bring that on. But our last guest, if you remember, we were talking to David and Nick from Black Oxygen about a song they released a couple years ago. And I just discovered it a month or two ago. You guys may already know it. I don't know. But they covered Post Malone's Rockstar. And I know it's a couple years old, but this is a song that I think they need to re-release. As I said in the interview, check this out. Rockstar, Black Oxygen. Seconds of it, Alon.
Fire. Hello. Like it a lot. It's that rock star lifestyle brought to you by actual rock stars. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think what I like about it is a lot of the rock covers get very screamo in it, and they don't get screamo in it. So that's what I like about it. But let me go to Bob Chiappardi.
Yeah, I really like that as well. That's one I'm going to add to my playlist. And I liked it better than the original. I liked it.
See? Yeah. And I bet you they'd send it to you too for strip joints.
There you go.
Should work on that, Bob. Should work on that.
Let's throw that on.
Yeah.
Well, okay. We got a couple more picks, but we also have another guest here. Yeah. You guys remember Mitch McCauley? We've had him on before from Moon Fever. We had him on twice, actually.
He's an old friend.
Yeah. We're going to bring him on the show next. Hey, welcome to Panda Off the Charts, What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Danny Myers. We've got Alon Fong. We've got Bob Chiappardi with us. And we have a guy who is absolutely no stranger to the Off the Charts show. This is his third time being on with us here today. We've got Mitch McCauley from Moon Fever. How are you, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Welcome back, brother. I think you're pushing for the record of most appearances now. You're up there in the top two or three people now.
Hey, I'm hoping to. I hope to be the first. You know, I want to be number one, okay, guys?
Yeah.
One way to do it.
Well, number here we go. We have had you on the show before, and you've made some changes here in your band. So, you've got a new singer, so it's a little bit of a different sound now.
Yeah, I mean... You know, I moved to Seattle and, I would say the whole thing is what I would say is the sound of Seattle. I think what we're doing now is more, I think it's more current. It's like Royal Blood meets Queens of the Stone Age-esque kind of modern rock, I think. But yeah, but it's great. Big magic.
Yeah, we had you on November of 2020. We had you on August in 2021. Back then, we were promoting the songs Cocaine and Single All Summer. And Alon, where did Cocaine did real well on our Panda charts, correct?
Yeah, Cocaine charted for like 5 months, which for a rock song, and that was in the middle of the pandemic too. So people really liked it. And it peaked at number six, which for rock and hip and strip clubs nowadays is not easy to do. So props to you on that song. I definitely love this song. Good time. And of course, Single All Summer was a great track as well. So when we talked to you last with the middle of the pandemic and then when things started to open up, so what has touring life been like? What have you, what has changed for you? Besides we talked about the singer, but like how has the music business been and stuff?
I mean, I would say it's definitely, I mean, it's great. I mean, since we've started since we've started this new project, I mean, it's been great. I mean, we did this opening show for Godsmack in Henderson. I mean, you know, arena show, like awesome. 10,000 people there. And, tour has been picking up. We're out with Adelita Sway this summer, coming up next month and in May. And, you know, it's been great, man. You know, song's been great. Tour's been great. Crowds have been amazing. You know, we did one show up here at El Corazon, and I mean, I've never had a better crowd, I don't think, in my life than that crowd.
Wow.
Like, people were moshing. There was just, like, little kid in the front row. I mean, like, it must have been, like, 13, just like, you know what I mean? I'm like, please don't die, little kid, you know? I was like, I hope you don't die.
You'll get
what a way to go. Moon fever.
Yeah. I that's how I hope I go, you know,
on stage, accident.
On stage, just
think of the press.
That's right. That's right.
Well, I'll tell you what, we want to talk a whole lot to you about a lot of things. But first of all, what I want to do is introduce our guests to your new song. We're promoting Nothing Left to Lose today. This is a new song by you. Can you tell me a little bit about the inspiration behind the song?
This is one of the first demos I actually started writing when I was up in Seattle. So, you know, I would say it comes out of the gloom and doom and rainy, grungy, heroin needle covered streets of Seattle. And which again, love, phenomenal.
Not heroin. You know, he's great. Not supporting heroin use.
No, we're not obviously doing that. Yeah. But okay. It's very inspirational, the sadness of Seattle. And I think it comes out of that. It's a gritty, it's a banger, heater of a track. Check it out. It rocks.
Okay. Well, this is, we're going to play about 30 seconds. This is Moon Fever, Nothing Left to Lose. Our guest today, Mitch McCauley, guitarist for the band. And we're going to listen to 30 seconds and come back and talk about it. Yeah, it is definitely a different sound. Your singer is Tristan, is it Brocht?
Yeah, Brock, yeah.
Okay. When you were out looking for singers, was there a particular, did you go into it saying, we want to go more rock, so let me look for a more driving type singer?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. You know, when I started looking for a new singer, there was we had a lot of people that wanted to try out. And we had a few people come in for auditions. We held, you know, an audition up here in Seattle. And after Tristan came in, within the first 5 seconds, we're like, this is the guy. Like, it was like instant magic. I mean, instant magic. And like, great guy. Like, you know, the whole, everyone in the band's amazing and, you know, super talented. But yeah, it was just instant magic.
Okay. Alon?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to find and replace a singer. So, like, for me, we reviewed the other track not too long ago. And at first, it's not that I disliked it. It was just so different, the sound. It caught me by surprise. So I was expecting the other Moon Fever's overall sound, which was more of a straight-up rock, like an older sound. It had a little bluesiness to it, had whatever. Yeah. So when I heard the track, I'm like, oh, wait, that's not what I'm used to. So, but this track I like better, first of all, than the other one. And then I get now... First of all, the guitar riff, just as it was fading out, I love the undertones of that. I kind of heard it going into a new groove. I'm like, oh, shit, keep playing. But, and your singer kind of sounds like Sully. So the vocals are like 100% different. And I was trying to explain it to a buddy of mine. It's like, you know, when Van Halen went from Roth to Hagar, they're totally different bands. You can't really compare them, right? Mm-hmm. And so, but if you didn't know they changed, I didn't know you had changed a singer. So when I heard the track, I'm like, oh, it wasn't Moon Fever to me. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense? And I said when I reviewed it, I'll have to listen to it more to adjust to my expectations because it wasn't. I was like, wait, this isn't Moon Fever.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to explain it because I wasn't bagging on it. I'm like, I even said the singer's good singer. There's nothing against him. It's just.
It shocked you.
Different. Yeah, it shocked me.
Shock value.
So I really dig this track. And
that's what I'm going for.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of Sully a little bit from Godsmack vocally.
Yeah.
A little bit, not like a ripoff or anything, but just there's echoes of that. So no, I dig the track for a muscular track. Again, like you said, more in the modern rock vein than the old stuff.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, let me go
active. Active rock, I think they call it now, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I got to use the right lingo. Sorry, Bob.
Yeah. Well, we have Bob Chiappardi from StripJointsMusic.com. And first of all, Bob, you do an amazing job bringing us these guests. He does all this. I mean, you are a hardworking person. And you have this is
we all are.
You're like this is like the fourth song that you've promoted for them. Am I right?
Yes.
It's okay.
Actually the fourth song, right?
Talk a little bit about that and Strip Joints Music and how the reaction's going.
Well, we just got it out there, but the so far the reaction's really good. I fell in love with the song because I played another song, you know, last time, and which I thought was a really good song. And then I'm speaking with Don Robertson, who introduced me to the band. He's the one who brought them to me. And he said to me, he says, "Well, we got another new song. We got a new video that might work better." And I said, "No, we're definitely using this song. This is right in the pocket." So, yeah, I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to do great. It's going to do, again, we're shooting to do it better than Cocaine. So we'll go from there.
Cocaine was the other song, by the way.
Yeah. Shooting to do Cocaine. Right.
First song, as soon as we get off air. First song we did with the movie.
Yeah, that's better than Cocaine. We just, you know, want to clarify that.
Clarify.
In case anybody tuned in at a different out on the time. Table. And,
yeah. So that the FCC doesn't come knocking with the ATF and everybody else.
When Bob runs for president of the United States and they bring back these little clips that he said, "Yeah, that's better than Cocaine." Yeah.
So you got my vote.
The worst thing they can parade out, believe me. So I'm not worried.
Hey, and I got to say, Mitch, I'm very much looking forward to hearing the rest of the album when it comes out. I know you're just dropping singles right now, but this has me excited for the new direction, just so you know.
Great. Thanks
so much. I stand corrected.
All good. Yeah. Thanks, man. Yeah. I mean, we probably should have an album out, I'm assuming, this year, but you know, it's kind of all label-y Don stuff. So it just kind of, whenever it comes out, it kind of comes out. But you can look forward to, other than this single, a new single in April.
Ooh, very nice. And
T, do you have a title you can tease us with?
Oh, I sure can. It's called Getting Loud. And the video we did in a dust storm in a warehouse in Phoenix, Arizona with Jim Laveau, who shoots like Slipknot and stuff with like Nine Inch Nails and stuff. It's a heater of a track as well.
Very
cool.
But
this one's great. This
my old
great.
Hometown. I Audience, love Phoenix.
This one you want to listen Phoenix. To right now.
Yes. This one first. Nothing Left to Lose, people. Stream it, download it, rock to it.
Yeah. You said that you shot the video in a dust storm. The other one that you're talking about, the new one, was it a real dust storm or did you create the effects for a dust storm? Or were you just out shooting and all of a sudden a dust storm hit?
We were shooting it and we went and we took a break and we got like a drink and a bite to eat for lunch. And we were driving back literally in a sandstorm in the middle of the desert going to shoot. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, obviously this is going to turn out amazing. Cause I mean, like, this is like too cool. You know what
right?
I mean?
Do you guys know what a dust storm is called in Arizona?
I don't.
Danny?
No.
Bob? A haboob.
A haboob?
Yes. I lived out there for like 8 years. They're known as haboobs.
Haboobs. Yeah. Okay.
Not her boobs. That's something different. Yeah.
Well, you know, being a video guy, I'm just thinking, you know, a dust storm, and I'm just picturing your videographers down there wiping the lens off and shooting for 3 seconds and hold on, wiping the lens off and shooting for 3 seconds. So that's what I picture when I hear that. He's probably ready to kill you. Tour schedules, anything coming up here in the near future?
Yeah, you can obviously look at, you know, for all of our tour stuff on all of our social media, Moon Fever Official, and our website, moonfever.com. But we're out with Ali Sway in March. When we're going back out with them in basically all of May. Yeah, check it out. We start in Joplin, Missouri on March 8th. Hmm. And you can look it up there. I mean, we're all over the place. Most South, Midwest, East Coast. We out here in America.
You playing any of the festivals? You playing Sonic Temple?
We're not, I think we're doing, we're booked on a few, like we're doing this campground one and then there's a few other ones I think we're getting added to, but you know, it's all stuff I can't say until they say I can say things.
Got it. Well, make sure you come back when you, get to the next single and track and let's get you to the number one guest.
I'd love to be that.
We will do that. Mitch McCauley, guitarist for Moon Fever. Check out that song, Nothing Left to Lose. And welcome back again, your third time on the show. And we're going to get you on for a fourth time, I know, soon. So thank you.
Our guy.
Thank you, man.
Thanks so much, guys. Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate it.
Great seeing you, brother.
See ya.
Mitch. I love Mitch. Mitch is the bomb. Mitch, you know, he brings us good tracks. He's fun interviews. He's like a travelogue, too. You know, he went from Wisconsin to Texas. Now he's up in Washington. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and you guys couldn't see the video of it, but he's in a log cabin right now with it's beautiful.
Snowing. It was said it was, he showed us it was snowing there, all these beautiful conifers. That's a tree, Danny.
A conifer?
Pine tree, yeah, pine trees.
Why don't they just call it a pine tree?
It's coniferous. They're coniferous.
Why do they have to have different names for everything? Are they like a whole different language?
Yeah, you know what a deciduous tree is?
No.
Trees with leaves. So conifers are trees that have the pine, the needles. And then deciduous trees have leaves. There you go.
I just know plastic trees. I put one out every December. Bob, Chia Party, save us.
We're teaching people about trees, Bob.
Money trees. That's a good kind of tree.
We like those kind of trees. Bob, your turn to pick one.
Let's see. Actually, I know exactly what I want to play.
Okay.
So as you guys know, I've had the honor of working with so many bands, so many great bands over my multi-decade career. I think that's a nice way of saying it. And there's always bands that, you know, that stand out, you know, bands that you just take a particular liking to, ones that you get into real, you bond with, they become like family. And whether it's like, that's the way it was, like, it is with the Extreme guys and Metallica and Iron Maiden, a bunch of bands, Rob Zombie. And this gentleman, Edsel Dope, from the band Dope, is another one of those guys. I just really respect him, admire how he's such a driven, hard-working guy. Super talented. He thinks out of the box. He's there for his fans. Some funny stories that we share, you know, through our time together. Anyway, the new record came out, and I'm embarrassed to say that I didn't even realize it came out. And when I got to hear it, went through it, love it. And there was a standout song that I think is just perfect for the strip clubs. And it's two reasons why I think it's such a standout song. One, it's a sick song that when you play, it's going to get attention.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the song is Fuck It Up. And it just kicks you right in the balls. So if you're a DJ out there and you feel that your audience is maybe starting to fall asleep a little bit, this is a song for you.
And you know, I know numerous entertainers that love stilettoing people in the balls. And there's some guys who like that. So, you know,
so that's number one. And number two, another thing I think makes it such a great strip club song is that it's kind of sounds like a amped up Nine Inch Nails tune. Ooh. classic song for the strip clubs, Closer.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Which is also one that it gets attention, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So listen, you guys see what you guys think, but this is Dope and the song is Fuck It Up. Start with your stupid ignorance, completely void of common sense, sold yourself out.
Bob, that is dope.
There you go. Exactly.
You know, it's really interesting that you brought this song to the show. One of my entertainers handed me a big list of a lot of her favorite songs, and I kind of went skimming through it this week. And this song was on there, and I didn't know it, didn't have it. And I said, I'm going to have to look this up. And all of a sudden today, you bring it to me. So now you're going to make me look like the hero when I go back to work and I play this song for her. Good driving rock song.
That's what I do. I make people look like heroes.
Yes.
That's my job.
That's the easy hero maker.
There you go. Okay. I was going to sing, but I won't. Alon, go ahead.
Which hero song were you going to sing, Danny?
I couldn't pick which one.
I just picked I'm Holding Out for a Hero, Bonnie Tyler. Okay.
Oh, okay. Now that was
good. So, you know, you're a goon. I'm a goblin, Danny. That's all I have to say about this. You don't like this track. I already know. You've already hinted that you don't like this. I'm going to tell them what it is.
Are you going to talk about Fuck It Up first?
Oh, yes, I do have to do that first. All right.
I thought you were going to say you didn't like Fuck It Up.
No. So let me get to Fuck It Up. You're right.
Yeah, Fuck It Up, will you?
Fuck It Up is great. First of all, I was air drumming like a mother right now. I think I gave myself gig neck. I got whiplash. It was, the drums are dope. The guitar sound is crushing, monstrous. Vocals are incredible. That's a fun track. That's in your face right there, like in my personal space. You know what I'm saying? Great track. Absolutely.
Okay. Now you get to close the show out. You get a final song.
You're a goon. I'm a goblin. All right. Just deal with it, Danny Myers. You'll understand when you hear the song. This is A Millie, the side piece remix by Lil Wayne and Side Piece. Get it.
Yeah. A million here, a million there. Sicilian bitch with long hair, with coconut every gear, like smoking the thing is air. I open the Lamborghini, hoping them crackers see me. Like, look at that bastard Weezy. He's a beast, he's a dog, he's a motherfucking problem. Okay, you're a goon, but what's a goon to a goblin?
Okay. So let me explain why I don't like the song. When I first heard that song by Lil Wayne, it reminded me of a Rihanna song. Finish the frickin' sentence. Umbrella, Ella, Ella. All he does is a milli, a milli, a milli, a milli, a milli, a milli, a milli. And I feel like the record's stuck. The record's stuck. The record's stuck. A milli, a milli, a milli, a milli. The record's stuck. And I couldn't stand playing that song, but I had a general manager who loved the song. So I had to play it. And I would make fun of it every time I played it. Now, I will say that I do like what Side Piece did with the mix of it. And I will probably play this mix of it, but will I ever play Lil Wayne by himself? A milli, a milli, a milli, a milli, a milli. No.
His OCD got the best of him, ladies and gentlemen.
My rant of the day.
Danny's rant.
Bob, what'd you think?
I see where this would be a really good song for the, you know, for the strip clubs. Now, again, my personal taste is I'm with you. I'm a guy who's dead set against the, you know, skipping, repeating 20,000 times the same fucking thing. You know, it's like, even a sound that's just like, it's like nails on a blackboard to me. having said that, I see where, you know, lots of folks would go nuts.
The song was massive. I mean, Emily was a
sure.
huge.
I'm sure it was. You know, again, this just comes down to, it's like, hey, look, how many people drink Jack Daniels? I can't drink. I just.
I agree. I don't like Jack.
You know, so it's like.
I do.
There you go.
So here's my thought to all of the producers out there looking for something to make a song about. Create some dope beats and then grab all of these songs that just use one word over and over, like a milli, a milli, umbrella, Ella, cake, 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 and just make like one big montage.
Work.
Yeah.
Work,
and I,
work, 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 work.
And just to let you know, I won't play that either. some awesome bands and some people that we had on our show today, man. I'm excited about this show. This was fun. I'm also very, very excited about the Strip Club Hall of Fame that just released that Alon and I have started. Check that out at stripclubhof.com. See the first five, the inaugural class of 2023. And then starting in April, we will start our search, which will be a 9-month-long search for the 2024 class. So I'm excited, just thrilled. It's a project that I've just had so much fun working on. That's mine. My final thoughts, Alon, you got any thoughts?
Yeah. Hey, if you like our interview style, check us out going deep diving with some guests on Behind the Curtain. It's been a really lot of fun for both me and Danny to do. We interview people in the industry and strip club adjacent industry, man. We're finding some really talented, creative people who have a really incredible story. So it's straight up interviews. Really enjoy doing that. We talk about music, of course, as well. And check us out on Spotify at Panda Bamboo Tracks, T-R-A-X. And my Spotify playlist is Elon's Off the Charts, all one word, OFFTHECHARTS, which has a lot of these tracks, obviously, on there and much more. So check those out. StripJointsMusic.com. Sign up, get yourself some free music. If you're a DJ in the clubs, entertainer, get signed up. Get these tracks free, man. Bob Chiappardi has got you hooked up. What else? We'll see you at Rockin' Pod, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, so yeah. In Nashville, Tennessee, Bob, myself, and Danny, Danny and I are speaking on a panel, Rockin' Pod in Nashville. Go check it out. You go to rockinpod.com. Get your tickets now. All sorts of rock stars, actors, creators will be there. Podcasters from all around the country. That's March 17th, 18th, and 19th. There's also a comic book convention. So all my comic geek fans, get there. I'm recording from my hometown shop of Comic Town. Shout out to them for letting me record here. I work here as well. So come, if you're ever in Columbus, come by Comic Town and say hi. That's all I got.
Yeah. Rockin' Pod, by the way, is this week. So check that out. Bob Chiappardi, final thoughts?
My final thoughts is, again, just thank you very much for, you know, allowing me to bring all these upcoming artists on. You hope give them their first real exposure on a lot of levels. And, that's what it's all about, is finding new talent and developing it and helping it get heard. So you guys are a big part of that. And thank you for that.
Yeah, no problem. We appreciate you. Just to let you guys know, all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Flashback Friday, Classic Rock Remixes, Behind the Curtain, and the new one, Strip Club Hall of Fame, can be found at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to Panda Off the Charts,
presented by the Professional Adult Nightclub DJ Association.
Now you know what's new. Get a full list of tracks from this show and previous shows at pandaoffthecharts.com.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.